Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
All right, so I think yesterday will be the day that officially the campaign to rid Atlanta of the term Hotlanta became official.
I mean, it was everywhere.
I'm sorry to sound shocked, but it was everywhere.
We really have been very shocked by not only the momentum of it, but some of the pushback also. There really has been some pushback on this whole thing.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, why? Who wants to keep it? I saw Jeff's tweets yesterday to all sort of different notables from Atlanta, like Justin Bieber and Kim Zolciak and stuff. You were telling them to stop using it.
Let's just reset this real quick.
Okay.
The idea is that when people refer to Hotlanta, for all of us in here at least, it's like nails on a chalkboard. I mean, it's just such an old school phrase.
It's not cool.
It's not cool. It doesn't refer to what a this is a very cool city, and Hotlanta just feels so old school and so blah. It's
what the hell do you know? You're from California and your radio show sucks!
Which was some of the backlash
cheesy
we got yesterday.
Hotlanta
right?
is cheesy.
But the only people that say it anymore are people who are visiting.
Right. You're not even from here. You're from Tennessee and you're a lesbian.
If you're going to Seattle,
what do you know?
And you're not a mom, so you don't know nothing.
Have you ever been in a war?
What?
If you've got friends that are, like from Seattle, they'll email you and say, "I'm really looking forward to spending the weekend in Hotlanta with you."
Yes.
And
you're like, and you roll your eyes.
Oh, right.
Like, yeah. Not cool.
So the idea is, look, they don't know any better. So it's our responsibility as Atlantans to just politely tell them, look, I just want to let you, hey, looking forward to having you in town also. Just want to let you know before you get here, if you use that word here, it's going to be uncomfortable because we just don't refer to our city as Hotlanta. It's Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the
beginning of the campaign there. So we asked Janet Jackson to do it a couple of days ago because she has roots here. We got John Mayer coming on Monday. So we'll ask him also to tweet about it because he has 2 million followers. So it's yesterday, it was really starting to build some momentum.
And it just happened that Rodney Ho, who writes for the AJC and for the radio TV column for Access Atlanta, was at an award show. I think it was the Soul Train Awards. And he heard someone use it on stage and it bugged him. And it's just been in the back of his brain since then. He's like, God, why? And then he hears us do it and he's like, oh my God, that's just like he's been looking for a place to, you know, kind of vent about it. So he writes a column about it in the AJC, and then 11 Alive was either listening or reading Rodney's column, and they're like, wait a minute.
About it. I talked about it with them on Tuesday on our Skype hit.
Okay, so maybe that's
so
where it is.
So I told them that we were going to launch this campaign, and they were like, oh, we like it.
Somehow it got on 11 Alive's radar. So yesterday we had Rodney's column in the AJC. Bert did an interview with 11 Alive. Like Jen said, I sent it out to any Atlanta celebrities that I have on my Twitter thing, so Kim Zolciak from Real Housewives retweeted it to her 60,000 followers. Collective Soul retweeted it to I don't know how many followers they have. Justin Bieber hasn't responded yet, but I mean, come on. Get over your CD coming out, kid. Let's get back to the real stuff.
And he's new to Atlanta, so he may not understand that. He may be one of the guys that's referring to Atlanta still as Hotlanta because he's from Toronto.
He's from Cold Anada.
So he didn't know any better.
Right. And then John Mayer is going to be the big get. If we can get a buy-in from him. Jordan Knight tweeted it yesterday because
big time offender.
because he used it.
Uh-huh.
And then in the column that Rodney did on the AJC, he actually referenced, we read his tweet on the air, and he referenced that. So Jordan linked up to the column and said, hey, guys, I get it. I'll see you on Friday, and tweeted that. So that was cool.
So that's our responsibility. When celebrities come in here and they refer to us as Hotlanta, the first thing we got to do is say, no, that's not what we're all about. Hey, Ben, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning. Just so you guys know, the male anchor on CBS's Atlanta News this morning referred to it as Hotlanta. He said Sony was moving from North Carolina down to Hotlanta.
What?
No.
Jeez, Melissa, you got a little new moon winner right there.
I know.
In our own hometown with our own media brethren. This was some of the 11 Alive piece. They did. Chris came over to my house yesterday.
and they said
they're doing a segment on it. And I said, really? And it ended up being like a 3-minute piece.
If you've heard anything about Atlanta, you've probably heard the most popular nickname for it, Hotlanta. But a morning radio show here in town is pretty tired of that nickname. Our Chris Weigert's in our web center now following this hot topic. Chris?
Well, that's a good one, Brenda. The host of Q100's The Bert Show is a pretty popular morning radio show here in Atlanta. Well, frankly, they're sick and tired of the word Hotlanta, and they're taking their campaign against that word to the airwaves and online.
It's a hot topic on the morning radio airwaves.
But it was a perfect opportunity to start our campaign against Hotlanta.
We have to have the death of Hotlanta because it's not a cool word anymore, but people outside of our city still use it all the time.
It's nails on a chalkboard to us.
Bert Weiss is the host of Q100's The Bert Show. He says he and his crew touched a nerve in their quest to eliminate the word Hotlanta from the American lexicon.
Hotlanta just seems so old school and cheesy and yesterday that it just sort of drives us nuts because nobody in the city really uses the word Hotlanta. It's mostly people outside the city referring to Atlanta, and they just don't know any better.
If you follow the conversation online, you'll find that many people agree. Hundreds of comments have been posted to Twitter in support of eliminating the word Hotlanta. A Facebook group has appeared, and the number of members to that group is growing rapidly. Follow the conversation online, and you get the sense that many agree. Hotlanta has got to go.
It's ridiculous. So
you hear, you know what? The echo in there, you can really hear how enormous your house is. Like, that was a really good way to, because I figured you probably knew that you were, so you did that in the larger of your three living rooms.
Right. Well, it was the second home that we have.
Right.
Yeah, it's the larger.
You're actually standing in your fireplace. Well, yes. Hold on. I'd love to talk to you about Hotlanta. Where's my soup?
So they weren't done. So Chris from 11 Alive goes down to the varsity and starts asking people if they want the word Hotlanta in a sort of eliminated. And that's where he starts to see some of the pushback. Okay.
But if you head out to the Varsity, an Atlanta landmark, you get a much different response.
Do you like that word, Hotlanta?
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with Hotlanta, you know, but I'm old school.
That's the name of our town, Hotlanta.
But I can remember as a teenager hearing that word, Hotlanta, and I think it used to be a club many years ago when I was a teenager that was called Hotlanta.
You can try to tell people to stop saying it. They're just going to keep saying it anyway, though.
Whether you call this city A-Town, the ATL, Hotlanta, or something else, it seems that all of the words are terms of affection. But for many, it would seem, nicknames are out.
Here's a crazy concept for something that might work. Atlanta.
So here's what we want to know. We want to know what you think. It's one of the most popular articles on our website right now, this topic of Hotlanta. We also have a web poll on our website, so just go to the article, click on it. We want to know, what do you think of Hotlanta? Right now, the vote is 59% against Hotlanta, 41% for it, Brenda.
Yeah, there's a novel idea from Bert. How about just keep it simple? Yeah. Atlanta. Yeah,
A-town.
That's what it is.
We're all bored.
We're tackling the hard issues.
You know what?
Everybody is so worn out from the recession that this is what we focused on.
I got to tell you know, there is some health care reform going on, but I think that'll work itself out.
But Hotlanta makes me mad.
The email I got a couple of times yesterday and I saw posted as well was, none of those guys in that studio were born here in Atlanta, so how dare they try to change any part of our city whatsoever.
He said they were really angry.
Yes, people are like, people writing stuff like, who are they thinking they are to tell me never to say that word again? Like, you guys, it's a radio bit. Say it all you want. We're just having fun.
Bert, I think you have got to be the dumbest person I have ever heard of. This is an email. To think you are on the radio and want Atlanta to lose the tag Hotlanta. You would pull your head out of your ass to realize that the term Hotlanta goes back to the 70s in the rebelling music times. It was described in songs to be Hotlanta, and with the music trend changing, Atlanta was to become a great music source. Now go back to your 17 magazines, and when you want celebs to represent your state of Georgia, how about you actually get celebs who are from this state, you non-talented waste of space sellout?
Shut up. Wow. Really?
Brian yes. Pendersky, thank you very much for that. Appreciate that.
Brian's angry.
It's very easy to hide, Brian, when you're behind your computer.
There was a thread on Twitter yesterday about how we are just trying to exert white power.
What?
And, yes. And
you've got to be kidding me.
And, that's what I do every day. I try to exert my white power.
And that
power.
We're starting with Hotlanta. We're going to remove Hotlanta.
Oh, no.
And they have also heard that we're soon going to be attacking Dirty South.
Now it's about race.
Yes.
So the Dirty South is cool. And if it was about a white thing, we wouldn't like the A or ATL, right?
Right. I personally think Hotlanta is... It's got to be from a white person.
It sounds white.
I think.
It sounds too white.
The ATL, I think that. I'm like, that's hip. That's cool. Right. Hotlanta.
That's a white person.
Yes. That's
the Allman Brothers. I mean, they did a song, Hotlanta.
Somebody on AJC on the blog comments suggested Fatlanta, which I actually thought was funny.
Good morning, Q100 Hot.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm actually from Atlanta, and I think that what y'all are doing is really cool. And if you could please start a campaign against You Go Girl, too. Yes, I think that should die as well.
And then it will be sexist.
You go, girl.
Oh, but, you know, I violate that. I've said you go, girl. And then after I said it, I thought, what the hell did I just say?
Like 1992, I think.
I'm not exerting my white power right now.
That's fantastic.
April. Good morning, April. You're on Q100.
Hey guys, I think they mentioned my Facebook group.
Which one's that?
Death to Hotlanta.
Did you start this one a while ago, or did you just start this?
I just started it. Me and my friends actually talked about it, like how we hate when people use it, because my family's all from California. Mm-hmm. But everyone's just like, yeah, right, whatever, no one's going to do that. So I made the Facebook group when y'all started talking about it, because I was like, oh my God, someone else agrees with me.
Yeah, we're
awesome.
Totally
fine.
There's a couple,
there's
of,
a couple with, of groups.
There's AAH, Atlanta's Against Atlanta. I think it's great.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Burt Show.
We just got to get through this story. This is too good. This is just precious.
This is insane.
It's almost hard to believe that somebody could conceive of this idea and then put the Academy Award on that she did, thinking that she pulled it off.
Yeah, I cannot understand the mentality of going, okay, start to finish, here's going to be the plan. We're going to execute it flawlessly. Nobody's going to bust this. Let's go. And then actually doing this.
But it happens all the time. Like people,
all the time?
Yes. It just seems like it's in the movies. Like
people put hits out on each other all the time?
Sounds like a mafia thing.
404-741-Q100 if you know about a hit that was ever put on you.
No, I'm not saying we're going to get 1,000 phone calls, but I'm saying
I don't think we'll get one.
Well, there is that.
We probably won't even get one, but I think that when you go and find someone who's, if you're in this circle of people who can perform hits, like, why would you ever think it's a cop? Like, if you've, you know what I'm saying?
But even then, no. I mean, like,
there was a teacher that put a hit out on a kid just the other day.
Phone lines are lit up. Maybe those are for the Miley tickets, though.
Yeah, it just seems.
Did you put a hit on someone? No, can I go to Miley?
Yeah, it just seems like a mafia movie kind of thing.
Yeah,
you're going to put a hit
real
on somebody. Yeah.
Here's the whole story. I think it's pretty much described in this in two parts here.
In this police video, newlywed Dahlia DiPolito appears devastated as they break the news her husband Mike has been murdered. But it's all staged by detectives. Her husband is actually alive. They say the crime scene is fake, and so are her tears.
It was hard to keep a straight face.
Police say they took matters into their own hands after getting a tip DiPolito was planning to hire a hitman.
We then moved forward to introduce her to who she believed to be a hitman.
Police say DiPolito met with the man she thought was the hitman at a local gas station to allegedly arrange a deal to have her husband killed. But he was in fact an undercover officer, and their meeting was all caught on tape.
I'm a lot tougher than what I look. I know you see me, you're like, oh, what a cute little girl, whatever. You know, but I'm not.
You are. You're
beautiful.
Thank you,
but you know, I just need to make sure everything's going to take care of.
In this newly released video, she shows him photos of her husband and agrees on a price.
How much are you paying me? I was going to get $3,000 from you today, and $3,000 when it's all done.
Right.
Then, the day the murder was supposed to happen, her husband gets a visit from police.
Like, come with me immediately. Your wife's trying to have you killed, and I'm like, what?
That's when they call Dahlia DiPolito to the scene and bring her to the station for an interview.
Are you sure that you don't know anybody who'd want to kill your husband? You wouldn't want to kill him, I hope.
We are fine, like there's nothing.
You better quit your playing. Listen to me.
Oh my God.
I want you to quit your acting and get this over with.
All right, so she must be freaking out there. Here's what's unclear for me there. Did the husband have to live in the house with her for days or weeks?
No, they said the day.
The day. Yeah. So this all went over in 24 hours.
Correct.
Well, okay. It may have taken weeks, but they didn't tell the husband until the day he was supposed to be killed.
Because there's no way he could have been faking it for two weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
So here is the second part of the whole thing. And I think this is more of the police officer saying, look, we get it. We know what happened. And I think she probably might even start to deny it here in the beginning. Then the husband walks into the room and she realizes this thing's over.
But detectives surprise her with the undercover cop who posed as the hitman.
You know who this guy is?
No.
You've never seen him before?
I've never seen him before.
And then the biggest shock of all, her husband Mike appears and he's alive.
Oh my God.
He's alive.
Come here, please. Come here. Mike, come here.
Police say it was actually the third time she tried to have him killed. Last July, she allegedly put antifreeze in his Starbucks tea. But despite all the evidence, she continues to deny it.
I didn't do anything, and I didn't want anything.
Wow.
Even in this jailhouse call to her husband.
Look, Dahlia, I heard you say that.
I never wanted to get period. I never paid anybody.
There's a lot of funny business going on here for a long time, just unexplained money and things.
Funny
and you know, it just makes a lot of sense. It's like a movie.
Three times she tried to have him.
After
killed.
The wow. first time, I would have bailed if I was him.
The Starbucks Whoa. Coffee.
But they
with
didn't,
the he didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't know until the end.
That's wow.
How come nobody's praising her for her commitment?
Dedication.
Well, she
I failed once and twice. She didn't
try,
back down.
Try right. again.
She went
wow.
again.
Melissa, you should like it. It's consistency.
That's right.
All right, so the question was, all right, call us right now if you know of anybody that ever had a hit put out on them. And we got plenty of calls.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Liz wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Of course you do. What's up?
Hey.
Hi.
I'm
glad
I
you're alive.
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I used to date a guy who they would get, like, letters from their boss, and they would, like, tell them who to go, like, beat up, or they would go and, like, do certain things to, like, their house or their car, or, like, they'd threaten, like, their wives and stuff.
What was the intent?
Basically just a scare tactic, like, they usually owed them money or something.
Okay, that's not really a hit.
They were kind of thugs.
They're a little thuggish. That's what Rocky was doing in the original. You remember that?
No.
He was...
Actually.
I've never seen it.
Me either.
You've never seen Rocky?
Mm-mm. No.
You get out of here.
It's me and Jen.
Both of you.
Yeah, that's not good.
Wow, here's not once, but twice. Check this out. Voice disguiser. Amanda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, my ex actually cut my brake line after I left him.
What?
Wait, hang on. Your ex cut your brake line and what?
He cut the brake line by my car, and I was driving with the kids, and we had to do a whole restraining order.
No
way. And then
a
few years later, he threatened that he would shoot all of the kids and myself. And after the gunshot to the house, we finally got a permanent restraining order.
Wow. I mean, it was the voice disguiser was kind of muffled there. What happened the second time around?
He threatened to shoot us all, and a few weeks later, there was a gunshot through the house. They actually aired it on the news, but we finally got a permanent restraining order. Like, he can't come within 300 yards of me or my kids.
300 yards? It should be about 30 miles.
Yeah, right?
Right?
But he tried. But he cut the brake lines on your car. That does seem like it's such a movie thing to do.
With the kids in the car?
Yeah, with the kids in the car.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I know it should be shocking that he would do it to her, too. But, like, you would think that if his anger was directed at her, he would at least spare the kids. You
now,
know?
He did this or he had somebody do that for him?
No, he did the brake line. It's unsolved as far as who shot through, but it's pretty obvious.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't put off a hit because I would get under the car and I'm like, God, where are the brake lines?
Do you think he tried?
I don't know what to cut.
Do you think he tried to have her killed because her cell phone was so bad and annoying? And he's like, I can't understand you!
Walter, you're on the voice disguiser. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Bird Show. I love you guys.
Thank you. Loving you right back, darling.
I have a friend who, I can't tell you her name, but her husband was in jail briefly, and he met a hitman, and when he got out, he put a hit on his wife. With a deposit to do it, and then the balance when he finally did it.
How much did it cost?
GBI, I don't know how much he paid, but I know the GBI, this is on True Stories, and she lives here in Atlanta, and he lives in a state just south of Georgia.
Well,
and
I'm going to go with Florida.
She does. Yeah. She's in the eyewear industry.
Right.
But the GBI even took pictures of her bloodied on a bed, and then they showed it to him. And that's when they got him. He tried to pay off the guy who did the hit. Wow.
So they did sort of the similar thing that we heard in this story where they sort of staged the whole bloodied face thing?
Oh, yeah. Bloody pictures, bloody on the bed and everything.
Wow.
And,
showed him to the husband, and the husband starts breaking down?
Yeah, he got 30 years.
Wow. Whoa. Wow.
He should have got more.
Yeah, in that first story, did the hitman ask for $3,000 or was it $30,000?
Three.
I thought it was
$3,000 deposit and $3,000.
$6,000?
Mm-hmm. Dude, you're asking too many questions about the business side of this. Who should be nervous?
No, it just would be so. I don't know what I'd be more offended by, that you tried to have me killed or it was only worth $6,000.
Well, you know, it's a recession. You can get it now for $4,500 and buy one, get one free.
Everything must go. Good morning, Melissa. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
I had a friend. I don't know the full details on it, but somebody paid about $10,000 to put a hit out on her. Didn't work, though. Thankfully, she doesn't talk too much about it, though.
How did they find out?
Well, somebody started shooting at her.
Well, that'll tip you off.
That's the first, yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a good sign.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know the full details about it, so sorry if it's not enough information.
No, it does happen a lot. Because seriously, I mean, the phone lines are lit up with people right now.
God,
let's say they know somebody or they had hits put out on them. So I don't even know where I'd start.
Yeah, that's where do you go to look for one of those guys?
Not regular guys.
I don't want to know.
Southside probably knows somebody.
I'm sure they got a Facebook fan page.
Well, I got to tell you that we should all watch our backs given the uproar over the Hotlanta scandal.
You guys aren't even from here. I'm going to put a hit out on you.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
All right, so relationship report card took an interesting turn yesterday with Nathan, or 2 days ago with Nathan, who said that their relationship really broke up because Amanda just sort of cut him off in the most intimate of ways. He's not into that. So then Amanda calls us yesterday, and she was all cool with this whole concept of relationship report card where we put a different X on every day, and she listens. And she'd be able to figure out at the end of the week why these relationships aren't working out. Like maybe there's a common string, right? Except she comes on yesterday and says she can't take it anymore.
She wanted to defend herself because she said that everybody was calling her boring. And she's like, I'm not boring. And she wanted to be able to defend herself on that and the whole born again virgin thing. And it was hard for her not to say something. But then we convinced her to give us one more day.
Because we knew we had the most recent ex-boyfriend lined up, which we thought would give her the most insight.
Right.
The most recent insight, at least.
Yeah, and because, I mean, with three guys, we got consistency with two. But with four, definitely, surely, we would see a pattern. And then we'd be able to tell Amanda, this is exactly what you're doing wrong. And so next time you're seeking out someone to potentially spend the rest of your life with, then you're more educated about it.
So everything was going fine until about 15 minutes ago when I get an instant message from producer Tracy that says this dude didn't even know they were broken up until producer Tracy called.
I mean, it's not funny, but it's kind of funny.
And it's a little more recent than we thought. So,
like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, right? Just happened at 7:05 this morning.
It's weird.
Hey, Alex, did you want to be on the voice disguiser, you know, or it doesn't matter to you?
Honestly, it doesn't matter.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, so this is really strange. You didn't know that you guys weren't going out anymore?
No. I had no clue until I got a call from your producer and then was informed by her that I was a single man.
What?
Okay, now, she must have called you a couple of days ago because she said that she had you lined up for today. So was that the first time that you heard that maybe things weren't going great between the two of you guys?
Yes.
All right, so how long y'all been going out?
Well, happy Friday.
Been going out pretty close to a year.
Oh my God, really?
And you thought up until a couple of days ago everything was fine?
Yeah, well, I mean, we were taking a break to sort of focus on some personal stuff, which was fine because we're, you know, we spent a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm. Define this. Whose idea was the break?
It was hers.
Her idea.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem unusual to me or anything like that. I mean, we spent a lot of time with each other. We're very career-minded. She wanted to sort of refocus a little bit on some of her own stuff for the holidays coming up. And I thought, fine, I can see that. It's a good idea.
On a break is the cowardly limbo state before the breakup.
It always makes me think of Friends when Ross and Rachel had that fight because he hooked up with somebody else.
But they were on a break.
And he kept saying, we're on a break.
Right. Yeah. So it was all because of personal stuff. So it wasn't, this just isn't working out. It's just like we need to focus on ourselves for a little while. Well, maybe that's what she's, maybe that's still in play.
Well, so she told you that we're on a break, and then she called the Burt Show and said, I need relationship advice.
And then provided us his phone number as one of the ex-boyfriends.
Oh, my God.
Now that I think about it, yeah.
I got relationship advice for, don't be mean.
Well, it seems like she ends it before the year is even over.
Her timing, every relationship's about this long.
So what was going on with you guys before the break?
I couldn't tell you. I'm honestly stunned. I was stunned.
Okay,
I didn't think there was anything wrong whatsoever.
Except
I mean, we're both very focused people. I mean, into our careers. We're into each other.
I wanted to ask you a couple questions.
Makes sense.
Except that my timing is that every time I start to ask you a question, you start talking to.
Is that his fault or your fault?
Mine.
Okay.
My question is, did you guys like socialize a lot and like go out and party at the beginning of the relationship? And then did that taper off and you became more homebody-ish?
I guess maybe a little bit, but isn't that natural for a relationship? I mean, when you're very first into it, you're out with other friends and things like that, and then as it grows, then you don't necessarily need so much of that external fun.
That was fine with you.
If you had to do like a quick like introspective check, right? And you're looking back at the last year. If she had any reason at like, has there been one issue that comes up constantly with you guys that might be her reason for breaking up? I mean, I think you mentioned that you both very career focused, which we've heard about her this week. She is very focused on graduating, then sort of goes into hibernation, very career oriented also.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, it doesn't.
So there was no problems.
No, I mean, I was immediately trying to think when you called me the other day, like, what, I can't find anything. I don't know.
See, this is the second. See, the consistency between Alex and Nathan, and I'm sorry, Alex, bring up an ex-boyfriend's name since she didn't know you were an ex-boyfriend. that is the everything's going great, and then she springs something on him. Because, she cut it off with Nathan just immediately, and after, that it didn't seem to have any problems from his perspective. And here we are again where he can't think of anything that was wrong. He just said they got busy and she wanted to focus more on personal time. And then now she sprung this on him rudely.
404-741-Q100. Okay, now the armchair Dr. Phils are calling in.
Okay.
Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on Q100.
Burt Show, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. I have listened to you guys for the last year.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
I just totally, you guys beat Vicky and whatever his name is, hands down. So.
Thank you.
Right.
You're welcome. Listen, I think this chick has serious commitment issues. She's breaking up with these guys, or saying we need a break. What's a break in a relationship? Does this mean we go out and have fun with other people? Or does this just mean, okay, it's over, I just don't want to tell you that?
That's exactly what on a break is.
Oh, it's over. They just don't want to tell each other that.
Yeah, you still want to be nice. You don't want to be perceived as being mean or something like that. So you figure, I'll just back away now, and it'll be easier in the long run rather than just ripping the Band-Aid off.
Not being honest with herself.
Other involved here.
That's the problem. You have to be honest with yourself first before you can have a successful relationship ever work. I've been married to a wonderful man for 30 years. And let me tell you, honey, it ain't been no road bed of roses either. But, we made it through. We loved each other. We took the vow, for better, for worse, till death do us part. A lot of people don't go for that anymore. They think, we got a little rough road here. We got to break up. It's time to go somewhere. Issues with this chick. Yeah. She needs counseling.
Well, it's not like they were engaged or anything like that. I mean, things don't work out sometimes, but just woman up about it or man up about it and say,
well, communicate it. Like, this poor man or his here still listening to this conversation, processing the fact that they're done.
Somebody brought just tweeted an interesting point, but I don't know if anybody knows this answer. Does she break up with boyfriends before holidays? Like, is she not capable of being with a guy?
No,
over
because
the holidays?
Didn't one of them say that? I don't know, the vacation one.
That was the no sex one.
Was that after the holidays? Was that beginning of the year? She said that she was turning over
January.
A new leaf.
January,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Well, and on a break, sometimes works out. It did for Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush. And Nick Lachey and Vanessa Minnillo, they had a break, and they're back together, and they're fine.
Like, producer Tracy and Scott are on a break while Donnie Wahlberg's in town.
Hey,
this is Joey, duh.
Good morning, Q100.
It's Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I had a question. She has a pattern with age. How old is this boyfriend that she has now?
How old are you?
36.
36. Okay. All right, it's a mature relationship. Right.
Or supposed to be.
Some of these guys are 21. Well, it's not because he's being immature.
Right.
It's because she... Yeah. Good morning, Tammy. You are on Q100. Hi.
Good morning, Bird Show.
Hey.
I think this girl just really wants to get married, and she pulls herself away whenever the signs don't point to the fact that they're about to propose.
Yeah, let's go down this road for a second, because I got a couple of emails from women saying this, that there are some women that when they want a commitment, the test that they do for a guy is that they sacrifice something in the relationship so he can prove that he's really into it.
Oh.
For instance, let's say that Amanda here knew that Nathan dude really loved the intimate part of their relationship. So she really wants to get engaged. So she pulls that part away from him. Mm-hmm. In hopes that he'll say, you know what, it's okay, I just want to be with you.
You're worth it.
So she's really looking for a commitment when she's sort of breaking up with these guys, which I would have never thought of.
That's some good
psychotherapy right there.
So she's testing them.
Mm-hmm. Is that possible?
Sure, it's possible.
Is it possible, Alex, that she's so into you that she's breaking
she's
up with
you? Dude, listen to what you... Are you hearing your own voice right now, Bert? Like, are your headphones on?
Is it possible she's so into you that she's breaking up with you?
In order to preserve the relationship, Bert.
She's looking long term, so she's breaking up with him now. It sounds ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm just...
It's not. Bert is reading gibberish from over-analytical women who email him.
Now, how long ago did she have the conversation about being on a break? When was that conversation?
Just the end of last month.
End of last month.
October.
Okay.
And how did was the break like a certain amount of time, or was it just until you proposed?
perhaps it was the latter. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, you know, on a break. There's no deadline for on a break. It just means that we'll get back together with each other soon.
Maybe you're just on a break. Until she could do this radio bit with us.
Well, apparently.
We'll get some answers on Monday.
Alex.
Because either way, this is still, I know this is weird, but this is still like a piece of this puzzle on why relationships aren't working out for her.
Mm-hmm. Gee, yeah.
That she can address on Monday.
This is weird. I feel like we need an expert.
Yeah, we're all just guessing.
Yeah.
Armchair analyzing here. Okay, so she's coming on with us on Monday. At least that was the game plan, where she was supposed to sort of look at each and every one of them and say, okay, this is my side of the whole thing. So we'll have something to chew on Monday. This dude didn't even know that they were going out with each other.
I have a feeling that Alex and Amanda are going to have a conversation before Monday to get each other's feedback on this.
All right, Alex, I'm sorry you found out this way, man. That sucks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be short with you. It's just, you know, it's odd and sudden.
No, it's understandable.
We'll find out on Monday what's going on with Amanda, and maybe you can listen then, all right?
I surely will.
Okay, thanks.
Or you can try to call her. She may not take your calls.
That dude's confused, man. You guys ever had that happen to you?
Sucks. Like, I've never had anybody not break up with me in a radio station call and say, by the way, your girlfriend broke up with you.
Why did you find out? Break. Like, he had some clue. It wasn't like Tracy, like, called them and they had just had dinner the night before.
I think this would be my advice, that if somebody comes to you this weekend and says that you guys are going on a break, 90% of the time it means that they are, that's just the pay slap for breaking up.
But the point is that the person who announces the break or someone should tell you, not Tracy Kinney when she's booking you for a segment on old relationships.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're on The Burt Show.
About 70% of the emails that come in regarding this Don't Refer to Atlanta as Hotlanta campaign, the RID Hotlanta campaign, are great. Here's one this morning from Kuwait.
Wow.
From somebody that said, thanks for banning the Hotlanta thing. As a person born in Georgia, I hate that reference. Here is another one. This one says, hey, gang, I was cracking up this morning when you were reading the emails from people that didn't like your campaign against Hotlanta. I love it, but you should encourage these people to call the show and then slow down the audio so it sounds like they're drunk like you were doing last week.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
This one says, Emily Osment. This is a Hotlanta alert. Emily Osment used the term Hotlanta at her recent concert in Atlanta, saying, we're here in Atlanta, or excuse me, I was informed it is now Hotlanta, which is against our campaign.
Not cool.
Misinformed.
Somebody didn't understand, maybe?
Totally misinformed. But most of them say, you know what? Go do away with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've hated it for a long time. We're too cool a city to be called such a cheesy name. So they're cool with just doing away with Hotlanta.
Right.
But the 30% that like the word Hotlanta are really loving it and are having a tough time letting it go.
Do you think that they're just trying to disagree with us on purpose because they just disagree with us or like to disagree with us, or they really love Hotlanta?
No, these are as venomous as the ones that we used, the random ones we used to get about American Idol.
Oh, right.
When we'd be really hardcore about against one American Idolist, how those venomous emails used to come in. Same way with these.
Well, because we don't understand, because none of us are from Atlanta. And that's, I think, that I'm assuming.
Oh, that's a complaint.
I'm assuming that's where this passion of white knuckling of this comes from, is because as the city evolves slowly and slowly, there are fewer and fewer people that are actually born, raised generationally from the city.
That is, I think, the major complaint. Like, nobody in that studio right there was born and raised in Atlanta. Although, I think, Wendy.
I mean, I lived here since I was 10, 11 years old.
You're not a native!
God, sorry.
You should be stoned! Death!
And the emails are like, you guys aren't even from here. You've only been here like 9, 10, 11 years. So how dare you try to shape our city, form our city? It's a word, people. It's the word Hotlanta.
It's fun, though.
It's the identity of Atlanta.
Like, I get an incredible amount of joy over watching people get fired up over completely irrelevant things.
Just angry.
Yeah.
And
really dumb things, yeah.
Yes. And this is one of them, and it's so good.
It's
and
so random.
And the best place to find the venom, if you will, is on a blog.
Message boards, man.
And
no accountability. Say right. what you want.
So
great, any name you want.
On AJC.com, right on the front page all day yesterday, or the day before yesterday, because I think 2 days ago is when we aired our Janet Jackson interview, or at least replayed it, and that's when it really caught on. People heard us ask Janet Jackson, heard her agree to share the message with Jermaine Dupri. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, it just caught on that day. Somebody from 11 Alive was listening. They sent a camera guy over to Bert's house. They did a 3-minute piece on 11 Alive. Yes. About
breaking news.
Yeah. And then also Rodney Ho, who writes about radio and TV, mm-hmm. he just happened to have it. It was just bugging him because he was in an award show and somebody not from Atlanta heard it. So he wrote a big article about it on AJC.com and then opened it for comments. And like, you know, what do you guys think about Hotlanta? So as with every message board, the first three comments are, oh, I agree with them. I don't like Hotlanta. And the second one's like, I do like Hotlanta. And then the third one's like, they're a bunch of losers.
Yeah. That's always the third post on a yes. message board yeah. right there. Comes from this place. All right, so Jeff, please do. Please read from the AJC message board from those not happy with the Burt Show's Hotlanta campaign.
I wish I got paid as much as Bert and his sidekicks to do something so meaningless. Who the hell cares? Each member of the Bert Show should do the world a favor and slit their wrists and then jump off Buford Dam.
I said this yesterday. I don't know why you have to do both.
It's yeah. one or the other, people. One or the other.
We don't need to multitask.
Bert Weiss is the most annoying wannabe in this city. Hotlanta is stupid. The Bert Show, however, is far more stupid.
I'm not sure I can disagree with that one.
You might have posted it.
No member of the Bert Show is even from Atlanta, and they're all stupid. Who cares what they attempt to do? And I hope Jeff rots in hell. The Bert Show stopped being the Springer Show of Atlanta with slutty relationship bits to conquer the terrible act of saying Hotlanta. All they have are fame wannabe women call in for advice on irrelevant and obvious relationship crap. They're stupid.
I see a theme.
Bert Show.
This is our relationship report card.
Yeah. Should have called in two posts ago and said, I can't take it anymore.
No more.
Bert Show. Mm. Nobody thinks you're even remotely interesting or important. Just keep on prattering about Twilight, Facebook, and tampons, or whatever the hell you talk about all day. But please stop telling people what to do. Bert. Is a loser. Who cares about the Bert Show? Bert Show, I cannot begin to express how irrelevant you all are. And the only reason I'm investing 15 seconds of my life into posting this is because you think you're irrelevant.
What? And
because we think we're irrelevant?
Think we're relevant, sorry.
Relevant.
Yeah.
Gentle voice sometimes confuses my mind. And finally, Bert Show, the world would be a better place if you fell down on a farm and a pig ate your face until you were dead.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.